It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another edition of Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie for this episode, and I hope you're all in good form. If you're listening to this and the weather is fine, I hope you're enjoying the weather. If you're listening to this and the weather is crap, well, what better way to kill the time than listen to Opinions Matter? And did you know that in the bank, what's in the bank?
Money.
No, the bank of podcasts. How many are there? How many episodes?
Oh, I don't know. Why did you catch me on the spot like this?
But you should have these answers.
Why would I have these answers?
Okay.
I'd say there's about...
Well, don't just guess.
How many years? 4 years?
Five years.
About 2,000.
Yeah, there's about 2,000. That's not far off, by the way. There's about 2,000 episodes of Opinions Matter on our Spotify channel that you can listen to at any stage. Simply go to Spotify, do a search for Opinions Matter. And by the way, people often ask, do you have to pay for Spotify? No, Spotify is free. You can use free Spotify to listen to podcasts. So you can listen to this podcast for free if you just do a search for Opinions Matter on Spotify. And there are literally thousands of episodes that are available to listen there. And in fact, our friend of mine who's away on holidays at the moment in Corfu. Where's Corfu?
Corfu is in Greece.
Yeah, well done, well done. I always like to try and catch her out.
Yeah, I'm so smart.
And a big fan of the podcast, and she has downloaded 50 episodes of Opinions Matter to listen while she's on holidays.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a bit sad downloading a load of audio to go away and listen to it, isn't it?
Stop.
But isn't it, do you know people who'd like download themselves? Do you know who people who download audio and go away and just literally sit there listening to, it's a bit sad, isn't it?
So thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, even if you're on holidays. Anyway, we had a topic planned for today. And as we normally do, we normally have a topic that a listener has sent in to us, and we were going to talk about it today. We were about to press record on today's podcast, and literally with the topic we were about to do, we had callers and all who only wanted to talk about it. And then we got something else that just came in. Something else came in and completely threw us for six. So this is kind of what you would call a breaking story of something that happened, something that literally happened this morning and is still going on at the moment. And
sorry, mate.
Are you okay there?
Yeah, my phone's just she's hopping my phone over. I can't answer.
No, you can't. And this is something involving.
Look, she's still fucking ringing me here. Look.
Yeah. Okay. Just put it on silent.
Okay. Hang on. Can I just?
The reason we're kind of all over the place is because this is a story that is sort of broken in. In the last couple of hours, involving a friend of Katie's. And she does want us to talk about it. She wants to be called Dieran, and that's what we're calling her.
Sorry. Can I call you back there in about 15 minutes?
It's very unprofessional.
I'm sorry. Yeah, just give us about 15 minutes.
Just tell her we're talking about it. So,
she's gone.
Katie's friend is quite happy for us to talk about this topic. And in fact, okay, well, first of all...
I'm just going to actually message, because I don't think she actually knows we're on air, because I don't think she's actually listening. Okay. So just give me 2 seconds. I'm just going to actually message and say we're actually on air.
Okay, but... And then I want you to tell us the phone call that you got about 30 minutes ago and what happened. So this is an incident involving a dog, and the breed of dog is?
It's a Jack Russell.
Jack Russell. And this happened allegedly. Now, we have to say allegedly because we weren't there.
Well, she's not lying.
Okay.
This person has no reason to ring me hysterically crying, lying about this.
Okay, but the details of it are alleged at the moment. So this is an incident that happened.
It's not alleged, it's true.
Okay, yeah, Katie, seriously. That happened at 11 o'clock this morning. The details that we heard from Katie's friend, Dieran, she wants to be known as Dieran. Will you explain, Katie, what she said when she rang you?
Yeah, so about half an hour ago, I got a call, myself and Dieran. We were literally about to go on air. My phone rings. So I was like, she never usually rings me. Usually I'd get a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note. So answer the phone, and she's hysterical. I say, what's wrong? What's wrong with you? So Long story short, she has a dog. Now, she's had this dog years. My kids have met this dog. I know this dog well. They're dogs.
By the way, can I just say as well, Darren,
my kids have played with this dog. Yeah.
Can I just say,
dog hundreds of times.
Darren, it was inconsolable when she rang you half an hour ago.
Yes, because she's still inconsolable.
And we're going to try and hook up with her before the end of the podcast. But she was literally a bag of nerves. She was crying her eyes out. Darren was, let's set the scene. Darren was out walking her dog, which is a Jack Russell.
Yeah.
On Sandy Mount earlier on this morning. What happened?
So basically what happened was she was out walking the, well, this is what she's told me. She was out walking the dog and she stopped to give the dog a drink. Just kind of standing there for a minute and a child ran over. And basically what happened was she said the child was heavy handed with the dog. And now, by the way, I know this girl about 18, 19 years.
Yeah, no, you've mentioned her many times.
You've heard me talk. You've met her. She was at my wedding.
Yes.
You met her at my wedding. Yeah. And she's not a liar. She'd say straight out. And she said that the dog, her dog, Tilly, was minding her own business. And a child came over, basically, and tried to sit on the dog. She said the child was maybe about 3 or 4. And basically her dog went for the child. And now,
by the way, the dog was on the
there
lead.
There is murder
the dog,
over
the
it.
Dog was on the lead. That is very important because she was at pains to let us know that the dog was on the lead.
No, this topic isn't about her walk and her dog.
No, this was earlier today.
Sorry, no, people are saying this was earlier today. She had the dog out and yes. She stopped literally to give the dog a drink and she was in the shade and a child ran over. Now, I've only been able to get bits and pieces because you heard her, she's hysterical. Yeah.
But she was at pains to state that the dog was on the lead, so she didn't have her dog off the lead. The dog was on the lead. I asked her, was it a long lead? And it is one of those long retractable leads, but the dog was on a lead. So the
child went over, and basically what happened was the child was playing with the dog. The child's about maybe 2 or 3 years old. Child was playing with the dog. Went to sit on the dog, kind of grabbed at its ears, and the dog went for the child. Unfortunately, she said that there was blood drawn. There's puncture marks. I assume the puncture marks are from the little holes where the teeth
now,
hit the skin.
And again, for clarity, from what we know from Darren, that there was no ambulance called or anything like that. So it was what would you call as a minor laceration is what I would call it.
The skin is broken. She sent me a message. She doesn't have I asked her for a picture of it. She said she didn't get a picture of it. She says everything was kind of just going mad. The mother was threatening to ring the guards and everything. But anyway, they've swapped details and, you know, because she was like, oh, she wants to obviously check in on the child. But now,
She's talking about getting the dog destroyed. She's terrified
that her dog's going to be destroyed because the mother's saying that
the dog
is a danger. You can't, you know, apparently the child is hysterical still, has to go and get a tetanus. I don't know. Do you get a tetanus? Apparently she told her she has to go and get a tetanus for that.
Yeah. Okay, here's what I think should happen. And again,
it's a tough situation.
This is a breaking story in that things are still happening. Yeah. And in fairness, Darren, not real name, has been on the phone to that mother all morning and all early afternoon and she obviously wants to, because that dog is her life, as you know, and she obviously doesn't want her dog put down. But the rules on this, guys, and I'm not taking sides on it, and I'd like you, Katie, during this conversation.
It's going to be very hard for me to be impartial because this is somebody I'm very, very close with and somebody who's hysterical. I said this is a debate podcast if you're happy for us to talk about it. And she's like, I don't mind, just don't say my name.
No. I told Katie that the conditions of us talking about this was that she did remain impartial and she gave her honest opinion on it. So that is fine. So here's the thing. What the dog did, regardless of what that 3-year-old child did, once a dog draws blood and snaps, the rules are very clear. The dog has to be put down.
Yeah.
Do you think the dog should be put down?
It's hard because it is going to absolutely destroy her. It is going to destroy her. This is the whole thing. Like she told me she feels like she's going to get sick. She's so upset. She told me she's actually feels like she's going to throw up. She's had the dog for years. My kids have played with that dog.
I know that. Okay.
My kids have played with that dog many times.
Okay, what do you think should be done in a situation like this? Okay, and I'm going
to
give...
It's very hard for me to be impartial
You stay quiet for a second and let me give my opinion because I've no skin in this game, guys. Here is the thing, okay? And there's the amount of messages coming in from people saying, the child learned a valuable lesson, blah, 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 blah. Stop. Just stop that. Stop, okay? Because I'm telling you now, if this was your child, It doesn't matter what a child does to an animal. The bottom line is the animal snapped, the animal drew blood. This child has more than likely had to get a tetanus, okay? So if this was, there's not a person listening to this podcast right now that wouldn't be pissed off and wouldn't be looking for justice if this happened to your child. So cop on.
Hang on a second. So obviously, okay, I probably am a little bit biased here because it's my friend and she's upset. And
I guess Samantha, a child should not be sitting on a dog.
This is what I said to Darren. I should have said her name there. This is what I said to her. I said, what the fuck is a child doing jumping on your dog? And she's like, I know. Like the dog, she was like, the worst part is that she was minding her own business. The dog was minding her own business.
Okay, we'd like to hear from you. Given the information that you have about this, 085-825...
I'm going to be a bit distracted today because she is still messaging me.
But then we can't do the podcast.
She's still messaging me. She's hysterical. I'm not going to tell her to fuck off. Like.
Okay, I'm not having a situation where you're trying to answer the phone every 2 minutes.
No, she's not ringing me, but she's messaging me.
Okay, because we have a podcast to do, okay? So we would like to hear from you. 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. You've heard the details of the situation. So the facts again, it happened this morning. Jack Russell dog. The kid went over. What the kid did, now again, the kid is only three. Kids are stupid. What the kid did was wrong, but it's a kid. It's a three-year-old. And again, if this happened to my child, I have a daughter that's four. If this happened to my child, regardless of what the child did.
Child manners, I'm sorry. That dog was there. I'm going to take my friend's side on this one. Because I understand that when a dog bites, you know, you have to, it could happen again or whatever. But this dog isn't a vicious dog. I've met this dog. This dog has been over. This dog has played with my own dog.
Okay.
My own daughter has had this dog in her arms. This dog is a gorgeous little dog. She's a beautiful little thing.
If the dog
had gone for the child, it would be a different case. She was sitting there. She told me the dog was having a drink, minding its own business, and the child came out of nowhere and basically started treating the dog like a toy.
I get that.
I'm pissed for her.
Lots of opinions coming in on this. It's going to be a fiery one.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
John, what's your opinion on this?
JD, listen, you there?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, yeah.
First of all, the parent is at fault here. What's the parent letting our 2 or 3 year old child go to every, like, you know, what the fuck is that?
No, hang on a second. Don't be stupid now. Let's be sensible.
I'm not going to be stupid.
You're being stupid.
The parent is to blame for this.
No, the
dog was minding its own business, having a drink of water. The owner had full control of the dog. The child went into the dog's space. So here, would you not fucking react if somebody was going to dance on your or sit on your back?
In a public place when there are dogs and children around,
Martina on Facebook, the dog should have a muzzle on. I agree, Martina. I was on this podcast giving out about dogs not having muzzles a while ago because my daughter was jumped on in the Millennium Park in Blanche. But the dog
muzzle
was
be bigger than
listen,
Jack Russell.
But
be honest,
no, but it's not even about the breed. The dog was still. She took the muzzle off the dog or whatever way she had the dog, so the dog could have a drink. She's a responsible dog owner.
No one is saying she's not.
The fact of the matter is, the parents shouldn't have let the child near the fucking dog in the first place.
Okay, I've been out with my kids. You when your kids were younger as well, John. Kids run away. They run down. They run away from people. That was not to be expected. You cannot teach.
Obviously not. You know, but at the end of the day, Jeremy, at the end, look, that child shouldn't have been near that dog. And if that parent had any
That dog shouldn't have been near that child.
Awareness.
The child went over to the dog.
The child went to the dog and the parents should be responsible for the child.
Jeremy, you heard how upset she was. You heard how hysterical she was. Even you were like, who's that? As soon as I hung up for the first time, I said, I'll call you back. You said to me, the first thing you said to me when I hung up was, who died? That was the first thing you said to me. That's how upset and inconsolable she was.
Okay, lads,
she's not an irresponsible dog owner.
Nobody said she was.
But to put the dog down would be punishing the dog for something that wasn't the dog. So I do agree with dogs being put down when there's an attack. But this was the dog defending itself.
I'm sitting on the dog. How can you think that the dog is going to react, especially in this heat as well?
Yeah.
Everybody's anarchy. Humans are anarchy, never mind pets. And there is some child pulling out a fucking dog, trying to sit on it.
Some parents, do you know what I mean?
Okay, the bottom line is, John, is that there is a child who has a laceration on their arm because of this dog, and somebody has to pay the price for it.
Yeah, well, why should it be the dog?
Yeah.
Because the dog's the one that bit.
I tell you, the parent should be paying for the price.
Because the dog...
And the parent should say, well, that was my fucking fault, because if that was my kid, I'd say, well, that was my fault, because I should have restrained the child going from near the dog.
Why aren't parents teaching their kids, don't go near a dog you don't know? My kids love animals. If they go to near a dog, I always say, ask the owner.
The child was three, lads. The child was only three.
It doesn't matter. You teach them from... My son and my daughter, 5 and 7, will always say, can I rub your dog?
Have you got dogs, Jeremy?
What has that got to do?
Have you got dogs?
What has that got to do?
I tell you why. Because when I with my dogs, I tell people to stay away. Stay away, not friendly, stay away. And they even are friendly, you know, they're not going to bite you, but I tell them to stay away because I don't want them near the fucking dogs in the first place.
I'm telling you now.
People just go over and think that. They're just going to be you know.
It was a 3-year-old. Three-year-olds sometimes run out on the road. They don't understand danger. And I'm telling you now, if I was out
walking... That's why the fucking parent is
if here. If I was out walking with one of my kids and one of your dogs bit my kid, I'd be looking for justice as well.
What's your parenting... Where's your parenting skills? Where's your parenting skills?
Where's for your opinion?
Fucking child near my dog. Where were you? It's up to you to control your children, not fucking me.
Okay, again, this 3-year-old in Sandymount wasn't out walking. Sorry, Katie, was this 3-year-old out walking on their own?
No, they were with their
with the fucking parents.
Yes, with the parents.
And who's responsible for that child?
It only takes a split.
We all talk about control our dogs. What about control your kids?
Exactly where I'm coming from, Katie. Exactly.
So I'm not saying it because she's my friend.
And she never did anything wrong. She's doing everything she could. And this, you know, fortunately, this child got over to the dog. Don't know how it did, because the parent was there to show, but couldn't like the parent that it is. And bang, that happened. Of course it's going to happen. And it's going to keep happening unless parents fucking just control their children. Yeah, it's as simple as that. The dog didn't do fuck all wrong.
Okay, well, what you're doing, the dog did do something wrong, a bit of child. So what you expect
the fucking dog to do, though, Jeremy? Okay, so
what you're doing at the moment, John, calm down. Get your shit together, calm down. What you're doing at the moment is, you are victim blaming. The victim here...
I'm victim blaming. I am blaming. I am telling the truth.
You're blaming the victim. The victim is the child.
I'm not blaming. The fucking child shouldn't have been near the dog. It's as simple as this. I'm trying to remain calm, and I'm trying to. I really am, because this is just a big fucking shit show altogether. You listen, come here and I tell you, I'm going to keep telling you, the parent shouldn't allow the child. The parent was responsible for the children. Okay,
obviously, the child. Obviously.
So then, who's the fault? Who was at fault? The parent is, for letting the child get to the dog in the first place. It's as simple as that. I'm
very surprised at you, Jeremy. I'm very, very surprised that you've such a kind of. You have such a black and white attitude to something that isn't black and white. The dog was minding its own business, having a drink.
Put the dog down. What the
fuck did the
dog do?
If somebody came over and kicked you and started pulling at you, what would you do to them?
Here's Evita. We've sent you a message, Evita, or Amanda has to try and get you on, so check your inbox there. Evita says, people can't control a child, but want to be dogs controlled. I don't even know what you're saying. Well, what she's saying basically is, you can't stop a child from running places. That's what children do.
Teach your kids not to. If this child hadn't gone near my friend's dog, there would be no issue. The dog would be totting, run away, gone back home, no bother on it, be sitting, chilling in the garden with my friend or up on the couch with my friend. The point is now that she's worried that this dog is going to be put down because this dog's personal space was violated by a child whose parent had no control over said child.
Okay, stay there for a second, John. Darren, what do you want to say on this?
Hello.
Hey, Darren, what do you want to say on this?
Everyone there is literally victim blaming.
Oh, 100%, 100%.
John, is John there?
He is, yeah.
John, can I ask you something?
Go for it.
If you were walking down the road in public with your German Shepherd and a child came up to you and your German Shepherd mauled the child, would you blame the child for coming up to the dog?
Well, that's what I'm... Did you not hear what I said? Stay away,
safe. Yes,
already. Stay away, not safe. And
you would blame the child.
I'm actually warning people to stay away from the fucking dog garden if you're not listening to me.
But she didn't do a very good job, John, did you?
It's not about my dog. It's about this Jack Russell. Stopped for a bit of water. The parent and the child, there's a fucking dog, let's do this, let's do that. And what the child was trying to sit on the dog garden. Who was that playing?
It's a fucking child, John. It's a child. It's going to do
it
shit like that.
It doesn't fucking matter. It's the parents' fault starting at the end of the day for letting the fucking child do it in the first place. So
in other words, you would blame the child getting mauled, even though you're a dog mauled.
Blame the parents because she or he is in fucking charge of that child. Yes, I would.
Yeah, you shouldn't have
just
a German
asked,
Shepherd.
Sorry, Darren. You think the dog should be put down? Is that what I'm...
I didn't say dog should be put, but the fact that happened in public...
Yeah.
...is a bad omen. If that had happened with one of her friends... She might have had a better chance of not getting the dog put down. But the fact that it's happened in public,
but do you think
one might call the dog warden.
But how, so bringing it back to the, do you think the dog is at fault here or the child's at fault? Or the mother of
the
child?
The dog is at fault. The mother of the dog.
But the child, but the dog, Darren, was, I'm actually very surprised. I thought you would have been the opposite on this. The dog was minding its own business.
How can the parents?
It doesn't matter. No. She didn't socialise the dog properly. If that dog turned around and bit someone because he got startled.
But
she didn't socialise the dog properly.
Lunch or having a drink and somebody comes up behind you starts pulling at you and hurting you, what are you going to do if you don't know how to defend yourself? If
come
you can't
here,
sit
I'm
going
to get out there and start messing with you.
Here, shut him up for a minute, will you?
Yeah, go on.
Give it all. I was in the community, say something to you,
Darren. John, shut the fuck up, will you?
Go on, Darren.
I was in the vets about 3 or 4 years ago with my last German Shepherd, and he was actually going to get neutered. Now, my last German Shepherd was 43 kilos and the friendliest tour ever, but he was a great guard dog. Now, when I was in the vets in the waiting area, I'd say it was about 2 metres squared, tiny little spot, and there was 3 kids with their mother in the waiting area, about, I'd say, less than a metre away from me. And I could see the head in your one behind the reception kind of like going a bit, oh, is the dog okay to be in here? And I said, yeah, that dog was perfectly grand. I said, he could pull his tail and he wouldn't even react. And the next thing, before I finished the sentence, one of the children of that group went over to my dog and reefed his tail out of it from behind. And the dog didn't even react.
Why
is that, John? Because the dog was socialised properly and trained properly. That's why.
So, Darren, can you train a dog not to react if someone pulls their
tail? Of course you can, Jeremy. Okay. The first few months was like, awesome. Because you have to show that dog different noses, different people, different colour skin, people with hats on, people with glasses, different colour clothes. That woman did not do a good job socialising her dog.
Darren, you're obviously a very, very good, responsible dog owner, and I don't doubt that for a second. From
and you've
previous
just you've
topics.
Just insulted Katie's friend, by the way. As well.
Yeah. Well, apart from that, I have no doubt that you're a responsible dog owner and you love animals. It's quite apparent. But the dog was minding its own business. If you are, and I know you say that the dog, but if you are being hurt and you know no other way to defend yourself and all you have is your teeth, what are you going to do? It's at the end of the day,
was there a warning from the dog, or the dog just pulled it straight away?
From what we can tell, and again, we've just,
the child was hanging off the dog.
I'm very surprised at you, Katie. You've been on this podcast before. You know about people victim blaming, and here you are victim blaming.
No, I'm not.
You are victim blaming.
I'm not victim blaming. I'm just making the point that if this dog attacked first, I would say, yeah, the dog's obviously got anger issues. The dog is unstable. There's something wrong there.
Exactly. My point.
Yes, but the child was hanging off the dog. So what I'm reading from talking to my friend, maybe I am a bit biased. I mean, this person I'm very, very, very good friends with. When I hear her crying like that, maybe she has gotten in my head a little bit.
But then you shouldn't have done the chop.
Yeah, well, sorry, how come, Katie?
For a second.
Katie, how come then when my dog got the tail reefed off and that big German Shepherd, who, by the way, was very nervous in the vet as it was, how come he didn't react when the child pulled his tail?
Because he was trained.
Darren, I can't speak for what's in all dogs'
because
heads.
Because the dog is trained and socialised. That's why, Katie, this woman didn't do a very good job socialising the dog.
I understand when a dog bites and it gets a taste of blood. If it were my kids, I would probably react the same from the other side. But it's just, for me, I find the hard part is that if the child hadn't gone near the dog, we wouldn't be here now. Everything would be fine. I wouldn't let my kids go over and touch a dog that's not theirs. My kids both know. They love dogs. Every time they see a dog, they go straight over and they always say, is it okay to pet your dog? Because they both
have had
it instilled.
They're your kids, Casey. Not everyone else
should
do the same thing.
This is something that everybody should do.
Okay, stay there for a second, Darren, because Catherine, you've been listening to Darren. Darren says, as a dog owner, he says that the dog owner is firmly to blame. What do you make of that?
No. First of all, yeah, the dog owner is to blame by having their dog out in the heat. Even for Muppets, there's warnings on the TV. Every rescue is issued a warning. Do not walk your dog in the heat. So, well, firstly, the dog owner is to blame. But the child's mother is to blame. She was probably on her stupid phone, not attending to her three-year-old. I have a daughter, not out of my sight at the age of three. Never. Not out of my sight. Holding my hand, always under control. Trained to ask the owner, may I approach your dog? Is it safe to rub your dog? And you teach the child to put your fist, let them smell the back of your hand, then rub them gently. I have Akitas, I train dogs, I train people to manage dogs. First problem here is don't walk your dogs in the heat. I'm after having a stand-up row in Eastwall with an idiot. He had his dog tied up outside Lidl. And okay. I actually called the guard.
I agree.
If you go and approach that dog that's tied up in the heat, he would have snapped at me.
Are you blaming the heat on that Jack Russell biting the three-year-old?
No, I'm blaming the owner, first of all, for having her dog out in the heat. I'm blaming the child's mother is totally responsible. Why would you take your eye off a three-year-old child?
I'm probably going to be a bit of a hypocrite here, because I would understand if I were the mother in the other situation, I would be livid as well. It's a tough one because I have a personal interest.
Darren, the mother should have been looking after a three-year-old.
Yes,
let's not make accusations or assumptions about the mother of this child, because I certainly don't want to be in the court next week. So no assumptions, please. She may not have been on her phone, Catherine. Sorry, go ahead.
Does Catherine think that the owner of the Jack Russell is not to blame at all?
I think the owner of the Jack Russell is to blame for having her dog out in the heat. There's a warning.
Don't mind the heat for a minute. Is that woman who owns Jack Russell not a bit to blame because she didn't socialise her dog properly?
No, because she could have rescued that dog.
I'm sorry, but that is completely wrong.
She could have rescued that dog from a kill pound, knew nothing of its history, and she was probably a very brave woman if she did. We rescue dogs, we take them from pounds, we know nothing of its history.
A life story.
Rehabilitate them. It's the owner, the child's mother's fault for not minding
all
the child.
All I heard there was coulda, woulda, shoulda.
No, people, the mothers of children and the fathers should train your children.
Okay, Catherine, did you hear my story there of my German Shepherd in the vet? If my German Shepherd did bite that child that day after her pulling the dog's tail, who's to blame?
The child's owner.
I'm not to blame for having a dog in there. Oh, will you stop?
No,
will you?
No.
Oh my God!
What kind of people would rear their children to think it's okay to pull a dog's tail? They shouldn't have a child nor a dog.
Oh my God, Catherine! You are just completely oblivious, absolutely oblivious. So it's not my fault
working
for having a big German Shepherd.
My whole life, yeah. The fact that you don't think that German Shepherd. No, I know it. You teach your child to approach the dog. End of. I have a Akitas. There are 1,000% safe. You can lie on my dogs, but I wouldn't allow a child to lie on my dog.
If someone did and the child reacted, you blame the child. You shouldn't have dogs then.
My dogs are 1,000% safe. You obviously didn't hear that because I've worked very hard with them and I've trained them.
Everyone thinks their dog is 100% safe.
I won't allow a child to invade my dog space and scare them because I love my dogs. I tell the parents, teach your dogs, train your kids. Don't let them approach my dogs in that manner. Keep them away.
If a child did approach your dog and your child reacted, you just blame the child, even though your dog bit the child. That's wrong.
So you just said if the child, you know, you just said if the child reacted. Do you mean the dog?
No, I said if a child went up to your dog and your dog reacted and bit the child, you'd blame the child.
My dog wouldn't, because they're trained. My dog's trained.
Everyone says that.
My dogs are Akitas and they represent Husky Rescue Ireland on Grafton Street.
So you're a victim blaming as well, basically.
Parents' fault, 1,000%.
Victim blaming,
don't approach the
victim
dog,
blaming.
Ask the owner. Train your kids so the
owner is not responsible at all, no?
No, the dog was on a lead. She probably was doing her best. I hope she wasn't on her phone. I hope the child's parent weren't on their phone. End of the day, don't have your dogs out in the heat. Don't risk them being extra cranky if they're cranky. and teach your children to respect dogs and keep an eye on your dog.
It doesn't matter if a dog gets cranky. A cranky dog should still never bite. You didn't do a very good job if your cranky dog bites someone.
You don't know the history of the dog coming out of the pound. The dog could have been chained up. I had a dog that was chained up, beaten, starved. I'd have another dog that was raised by a certain echelon of our society, chained up outside, starved. She is the sweetest dog in the world because I trained her with love and kindness. Anyone can approach her in the correct manner. I won't let a child run at my dogs. Okay. I'll say, hey, stop your kids.
Nobody, hang on, Catherine. Even Darren, I would concede that obviously it's distressing for a dog to have a child jumping on its back and pulling its ears. That is stressful, okay? But a three-year-old does not know the difference between wrong and right when it comes to how to handle animals.
But a parent does.
So what the parent does train my daughter.
My kids have never gone jumping over dogs because when I'm out, I'm watching them.
Oh, you're brilliant, Katie.
No, it's
you're
not
brilliant.
To do with being brilliant. I know not to let my kids jump over strange dogs because one, it's not fair in the dogs, and two, I'd be afraid they'd be attacked.
And my daughter was trained from the age of one when she could walk how to approach a dog.
By the way, you can't
train your kids.
You can't train a kid.
Train
at 1 year's age. You can't train a kid at one.
Well. You can't. Yeah, it was don't touch. It was don't touch.
She's trying to tell a one. What drugs is she on?
So your child
don't take drugs.
Your child knew at 1 year of age not to approach a dog.
Yeah.
My only fear here, Catherine, and it's the
sorry,
old
Darren,
old.
What are you laughing at there?
I'm just laughing at that. They're laughing at a 1 year old being taught.
Darren, how many children have you? Darren, have you children?
I don't have any kids. No.
My fear here would be now that the dogs taste the blood. This is where the practical stuff comes into account. Now that the dogs taste the blood, does it make it more likely that she could attack someone else?
People feed their dogs meat. I don't feed my dogs meat. My dogs are plant based, but people feed their dogs meat. Once you get a taste of blood, that is not true. I've had dogs. I had a collie once who bit me 7 times. He'd bitten 7 times. I turned him into the best dog in the world. He was so good with kids. He wanted to kill my cat, so I brought him in. I trained him. Took me 6 months. Everything was no showed
but
in the water.
Once a dog
pistol.
Does that, are they not shown that they've crossed the line? Okay. That's what my fear. My only fear would be. It's unfortunate that the dog was minding its own business, but I would have a fear as a parent, as the other parent, if it were me. Think about it from it's a tough one. It's such a tough one.
In this case, you turned against your friend. Stay there for a second, everybody.
It's just such a tough one. I feel so bad for both sides.
Okay, here's Emma. She knows one or two things about dogs, given her job. Let's see what Emma says.
This is 100% the owner's fault. Absolutely. I have a niece. She's a year and a half. And if she's out walking around, I keep a close eye to her. If there's any dogs coming, I'll go over, I'll pick her up. And I'll even say to her from a young age, no, don't touch. No, no. You know what I mean? You have to fucking teach them from when they're young. If I was sitting in a pub and I was having a drink and someone came over and started pulling out on me and sitting on me, what do you think I'd do? Just sit there and take it? Absolutely not. And it's the same for a dog. That's how dogs react. They can't say, oh, get off me, leave me alone. It's an animal. That's how they react. 100% the owner's fault. And I hope to God the poor dog, he doesn't get put down or anything because he doesn't deserve it at all. Fucking child should have been on a lead or else monitors.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Thanks, Emma, for that message. My friend actually was listening. She literally just messaged me there as Emma's message was playing with saying, tell her I said thank you. So thanks for your message. You know, it like this, you have to understand, we can have a debate about this, but my friend is still listening to this and could lose her dog.
Yes, I know there's a real life human element to this.
Yes, this is human, real life.
What I will say is put your friendships aside and all that. And at the end of the day, there is a child and there's not one person and anybody who is saying otherwise obviously doesn't have children. There's not one parent listening to this show right now that would be happy if your child came home with a laceration on their arm. And you just go, ah, sure, it was only a little dog. Why were you petting it? Why were you sitting on the dog? Why were you pulling the dog? These things, again, guys, can happen in a split second, an absolute split second. You cannot control your children when it comes to things like that.
I actually don't agree with you on that you cannot control your children when it comes to
stuff. Have your children ever ran somewhere where you told them not to run to? Yeah, they have.
Hang on a second. Because from the age my kids can understand.
Have your children ever run off on you?
No, actually. actually they haven't.
In a shopping centre even or something that they haven't run on ahead. Don't go into that shop, they go in anyway.
No, they have. Actually, yeah, they have. But from a young age, I've always told my kids, you never touch a dog without asking. I say it as much as don't talk to strangers and don't use bad language. I don't want to hear bad, you know, if they repeat a word. No, they shouldn't have said that word, you're not. And they know you don't do it, would not make me happy. Okay. It's something they've been taught. So I don't take this, you can't control a 3-year-old. If you can't control a 3-year-old, what hope do you have for a teenager?
Jeez, lots of people can't control 3-year-olds. So you can control your when you tell your 3-year-old to go to bed, they go to bed. So
no, but I'm talking about control within reason. If you can't keep your child away from jumping on another person's dog, then what are you doing? Where's your attention?
Jumping on the dog. You're making out that the child did bounce.
Sorry, hang on a second. You heard the phone call, Jeremy, before we got on air. He was literally
tried to sit
and use her ears, use Tilly's ears as handlebars.
Okay, the expression was tried to sit, and they were saying jumping. So jumping.
She tried to climb her like a horse, is what I was told, and used her ears as handlebars for a tiny little dog.
Okay, again, we have to be very conscious of this, and I'm very conscious of this. There are three sides to every story.
And if the dog ran over,
sides to every story.
I understand that. Well, she's no reason to lie to me.
Yeah, but you're
I'm not the person who's going to decide if the dog's euthanized or not.
You're in this game long enough to know that if we happen to get the other side of the story.
I know that. But what I'm saying is if the dog, if Tilly was to have been randomly ran at this child and went for this child. I've seen my kids playing, like blowing bubbles at the dog's face only 2 weeks ago, and the dog jumping around playing with them. She is a gentle little thing. She is really, and if you actually met this dog, you'd know what I'm talking about. She's a fabulous little thing. It'd be horrible to see her destroyed.
Yeah, certainly would. Vanessa, your own opinions matter. How are you?
How are you?
It's very weird doing a topic like this when it involves someone
that's personal. It is weird.
First of all, someone that we don't know, and secondly, I'm very conscious of the fact that we haven't heard from the child's parent yet. And, you know, Katie's using language like jumped on the dog, bounced on the dog.
Mounted the dog like a horse and used the ears as a handlebar is the exact thing I was told.
Okay, so go ahead, Vanessa.
My child is 3. Oisín turns 4 at the end of the week. And Oisín knows if we go to the park, you look, you do not touch, or we go home. And it's that simple. And we have had that rule in place since he was a year and a half, since he was old enough to walk.
And does he do everything you tell him to do?
He does not.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course he doesn't.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I agree with Katie in this, in that if Tilly was off the lead, then there would be more of a case that it was the dog owner's fault.
So can I just say, by the way, I know you're saying you agree with Katie. Katie has to say what she has to say on the podcast because she's a vested interest.
It is hard to be, maybe a little more neutral than I normally would be. And I do, because I've just seen the human element and listened to the human element in the last half hour. But
if I was that parent of that child, of course I'd be upset at the owner of the dog, of course, because the dog was there and I want to lash out. But I would be more upset that I didn't stop it. That's my job, to keep my child safe, and I didn't do that. So I would be, and this is part of the thing. I think
let me give you an analogy then, Vanessa. In the estate where you live, if you were walking up and down the path with your child, and your child ran out on the road, and the car knocked the child down, tragically, you wouldn't.
Would I want the person responsible, who was driving responsibly, to be incarcerated? No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't, because it's an accident.
Okay, no one's saying
Okay, and no. But I'm just saying. I'm using your analogy. Okay.
I'm just saying. Would you not think the driver would have a certain amount of responsibility?
There would be responsibility, and this is why I'm saying I agree with Katie to a point. Okay. Her friend did everything necessary to restrain the dog. The dog was on a lead. The dog was under supervision.
By the way, she's also offered to pay for the tetanus and everything, and that's not good enough. Exactly. She texts me now saying, I want the dog.
The problem
destroyed.
With it is, right, I have worked with dogs most of my life. Since I was 13, I worked with dogs and cats, okay? And I understand the idea that you can compare a Jack Russell, who is a tiny dog who sees threats differently, to a huge German Shepherd is ridiculous. So we need to get that out. The other thing is the idea that if it draws blood, it will always want to draw blood. That's also another myth designed to scare people. Okay. And that's not helpful. Emotive language is not helpful.
Hang on a second. Put it this way. No, I've never even seen this dog. I've seen photographs of the dog. It's a friend of Katie's dog. After hearing this story, I wouldn't trust my children around. What's the name of the dog? Millie? Tilly? What's the name of the dog? Tilly. I wouldn't trust my kids.
Well, hang on. You should never trust your children 100% around every dog. That is your responsibility as a parent to protect your child. But what I'm saying is we as a society have ruled that we appreciate human life over animal life. So no matter what happens, that child is going to be put legally ahead of the dog. That's just a given, okay? Legally, that's what's required. The child always, and whether it's right or it's wrong, grey areas, doesn't matter. The child will always be put before the dog.
My only fear, like I said earlier, Vanessa, would be that if this is the case, that once a dog gets a taste for blood, it makes them more likely to attack again. Regardless of how lovely the dog was before this, I would be concerned.
That's a myth.
Way I would...
That is a complete myth. Having worked with dogs most of my life, I'm 38 now, I've worked with dogs of all manner of shapes and sizes. That is a myth. I have seen dogs rehabilitated. That is an absolute myth designed to keep you in fear.
You see, I don't know because I don't know enough about dogs to say.
Okay, the right training and the right conditions, and you de-stress the dog. That's the most important thing so that it doesn't happen again.
Well, hang on. You're talking about this like it hasn't happened yet. It has happened. We are where we are. The child. The child has a laceration at the moment. I'm telling you now, 90% of the people listening to this, if you were the parent of that child, you would be demanding that the dog get put down, or you would be suing.
A message from my friend 10 minutes ago. No. This was 10 minutes ago, right? Offered to pay her tetanus. And she sent me a screenshot back. No, too late. Your dog's a goner.
Yeah, but I assume...
No, I'm sorry. That's just...
Not justice, that's vengeance.
That's exactly what that is. Vengeance, your dog
because
is a goner.
She was not able to protect her child in that instance because accidents happen. They're children, they do all manner of things. But I know my child, if I tell him no touching or we go home, no touching or we go home. If he tries to touch, we're going home.
Yeah, but my kids, Jeremy says, can you always control your kids? My kids know there are certain things that are non-negotiable. They know there are things that mommy does not, that if they do them, they're in trouble. End of story.
But kids still do those things, lads.
No, there's things
kids
they know
still
they
do that, but it does not mean that the dog or the dog owner is at fault. It is a genuine accident.
Vanessa, I don't for one minute
and
believe...
And nobody is always to blame.
I don't for one minute believe that if it was your Rushin that had been bitten by this dog, that you wouldn't be demanding justice as well.
If it was life-threatening, maybe. But if it's a laceration to the arm that I'm responsible for because I wasn't minding my child, then no, I would not be seeking for the destruction of a dog doing what it had to do to protect itself.
Yeah, but see, a dog can't say, remove yourself from my back and stop pulling at my ears.
Well, to be honest
a dog
with you,
like a cat, will always give you signs. It will flash its teeth, then it will growl, then it will bite. But that's just the way dogs are.
Okay, but
it's simple as that.
My understanding of this is, and Katie's understanding from talking to her friend, Darren, is that this all happened in less than 15 seconds. It was literally bang, bang, bang. So nobody had any time to think about anything.
It was an accident. Nobody should be held criminally liable for something like this. It's an accident.
But again, we're not talking...
She's been told the words, your dog is a goner. Like, imagine,
you know what I mean?
She didn't mean for it to happen. Like, calm down. If you are the person whose child it was, I'm sorry your child was bitten, but, like, she didn't get the dog to attack your child. It wasn't on purpose.
Okay, but again...
There's no need to be so vicious.
But again, guys, what we have in a situation like this is we have heightened emotions at the moment. The mother of the child is obviously hysterical. The child is obviously hysterical, will probably never go near a dog again. So there's a lesson learned there. The child will be terrified of dogs because most people who are bitten by a dog as a kid, they're terrified of dogs for the rest of their life. So there's a lesson learned there. But the mother's obviously hysterical and I think we need to give this a bit of time. And I'm sure she will calm down. Maybe she won't. I don't know if she'll calm down.
They both need support.
What do you mean they both need support?
Both the parent and the child, seeing your child getting bitten is a traumatizing experience. She needs psychiatric support. I would hope that her and our child gets help processing this trauma.
Oh, Jesus, calm down.
And your friend
as well. It's only a dog bite. Jesus.
It's only a dog bite. As you said, the child might be traumatized, in which case All they have to do is go to a therapist, work through the trauma, and they don't have to be traumatized. This is, it's a wonderful system that we have.
Okay,
that you're able to heal from trauma.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Lisa. How are you, Lisa?
Hiya, how you doing? I'm just listening in. Yeah, I think what happens next is very important. Katie, did your friend know this person and the child? I just didn't catch the beginning of the podcast.
No, so what happened was the dog, she stopped bringing the dog into the shade, gave the dog a drink. She brings her a little plastic bowl and a bottle of water, gave the dog a drink, was giving the dog a minute to chill out. It was around 11 o'clock this morning, so it was before it was very warm, but she said, I'll take the dog into the shade. She was sitting there for a few minutes and this child bolted over, literally out of nowhere. She didn't even see the child coming.
Yeah.
And she was on the dog's back and apparently, I'm told, using the dog's ears as like handlebars.
Ah, lads. I find that a bit hard to believe, and I would imagine that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Okay, but well, why is the mother saying?
And is the dog a young dog or an older dog?
No, she's had her years. The dog, in fairness, she's about 10, 9 or 10, I'd say.
Yeah, so the last thing the dog wants is a child coming over and...
But
you
Lisa,
know,
my kids have played with this dog so many times. Like, this dog has never so much as growled. Like, this is why I'm just like the dog. I've met this dog, so I know this dog, and I know you can't get into a dog's head, but I've seen my own kids with this dog, and they'd never be rough anyway, but I've never seen her so much as flinch at them. So this dog must have been extremely distressed.
You know, one incident where
she must have been
in a lot
of pain.
Might be under stress, you know, and just reacted. If you look at it from, you know, the law perspective, the owner obviously is liable, you know, for any injuries or damage
She told me that the dog yelped as the child was getting onto it. So that to me says that the dog was in a considerable amount of pain.
Yeah, and reacted. Yeah.
Okay.
Like you're only, at the end of the day, it's your nature if somebody's hurting you, regardless of what kind of animal you are. Even if a cat would
do
the same. You're not only human.
Katie was about to say you're only
creature.
Human. You're only human.
No, you're
it's
not
an animal.
Human.
It's literally
you're
an
only
animal.
Creature. It's only instinctive.
Dogs
it's
can't
instinctive.
Talk, so
yes.
They'll, yeah, dogs can't talk, so they'll yelp to say, I'm in pain. You know, back off.
Yeah.
No, obviously the child should not have behaved that way. But again, find me a child, Lisa, that always does. I mean, I'll give you an example. Even last weekend, lads. Yeah. Last weekend, my wife baked a cake for friends and family and left the cake in the kitchen. And the kids were told that cake is for somebody else. It's not for us. Don't touch us. Literally, my wife went to the bathroom for 5 seconds. When she came back out, one of them had literally put the finger right through the cake.
Was it Alex?
Oh, no.
I bet it was Alex.
Yeah, it was Alex. But no, the point is, lad, kids do not do as they're told. And this bullshit...
But when you're out and there's dogs involved, this isn't about simply...
But another thing I want to say is years ago, back in the, I think it was the 80s, my cousin, he was only a baby and he was attacked by my granny's dog. Now, straight away, the dog was, you know, put to sleep. But I just think, you know, fast forward to 2026, now myself, I've been, you know, studying dogs the last 5 years and I campaign for, you know, their rights and everything. But I think times have changed as well. And, you know, if you look at it that way.
I'm looking up the law on this and it's very, very clear. There's no grey area. The dog has to be destroyed.
Oh, yeah, the dog owner is responsible.
Yeah, and the dog has to be destroyed.
Yeah, and that's what she said to me. That's what she said to me on the phone. She's like, the reality is, Kate, there's nothing I can do here. My dog is going to be destroyed.
Thanks, Lisa. And the best thing that that your friend can do, I don't know if talking about it on the podcast probably... has done more harm than good. Although she may not even listen to this podcast.
She was listening because she Emma's message was played. She messaged in to say, tell her thanks.
No, I'm talking about the mother of the child.
I don't know.
But the best thing that your friend can do, Katie, is just appeal to her better nature and say, listen, I will pay for all the hospital bills, whatever the case may be.
She's offered to pay for the tetanus and everything, and she's basically, she was told, no, your dog's a goner.
Yeah, that's...
I get a parent's anger when your child is hurt. I understand it.
If anybody even looks...
I know, but at the same time, it's just, it's hard because I know
someone
this.
Put a photograph of your kid up on Facebook, you threatened to sue them. Anyway, here's Colin.
I threatened to sue them. I told them to take it down.
Yeah, and then threatened to sue them. Here's Colin.
No, I didn't.
No, Jeremy, most of us are afraid of ghosts or afraid of the dark or afraid of the boogeyman when we're kids, but you grow over. That kid in 6 months' time, I'll bet my fucking dough money on it that kid will want to pet an animal again. And it will learn now how to approach it. It will ask its mum or its father. You know, this is silliness. We need to get back to the real topics that are going on. This is... The child was unhurt. The child needs a shot and it might need a little visit to the GP. That's not hurt. Come on now. If a cycle, if you're out on the road, and even a woman cyclist cycling along the road, and your kid steps out slightly and gets a little bump, you don't say you want all cyclists put down or bikes banned off the road. You teach your kid to be more careful the next time.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
It's been a long time since we've done a topic that's got so much reaction, and as I said, it's a story we don't know the full details of yet. We decided to run with it because, well, it was Katie's friend, and hopefully by tomorrow we'll have more.
I've never seen her. I know this girl nearly 20 years, and I have never seen her cry. I mean, like, never seen her cry.
There's no winners in this story. No winners.
And I've seen her go through some tough shit. Like, this
I hear. Calm down there.
No, but this is how upset she is about this. This dog is her pal. Like, this. But that dog goes everywhere with her. Like, it's her little buddy.
Laura here says, Jesus. My heart is broken for Katie's friend.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yes, all our hearts are broken, Laura.
Don't be so facetious. No, I'm not. Jeremy, that's so not being facetious. No. You are being patronizing. All our hearts are broken. You're being patronizing. Okay, Stop being a prick. She's actually listening.
Yeah. Let me continue the message. Our hearts are broken for her, for Katie's friend. Yeah, they are. The mother was at fault for letting her child run loose at three. Run loose. So hang on, Laura. For fuck's sake, I'm getting annoyed now. Pardon me, friend. Run loose. I was up in the park yesterday evening and my kids were playing with a frisbee.
You know what she means.
No. I don't know what she means.
She doesn't mean you should have the child on a leash. She means that your child should be within a controlled area that you can access the child quickly if you need to.
As in the pathway along Sandy Mount, where my kids regularly walk as well on a good day. Run loose. So my kids were running loose up in the park last night. So I had to...
you're taking what she's saying out of context.
I think you're saying...
She's not saying put a lead on
them. The mother was at fault for letting her child run loose. So
I think she means her child was so uncontrolled that they could manage to go over and mount a dog in the time.
It was done in, what did your friend say, 15 seconds it was all done.
She didn't even see the child coming out. Yeah, she didn't even see the child.
Okay, so let's lock up our kids.
You're some prick.
No,
you were patronising in that comment. All our hearts are broken. You really are. Sometimes you forget that actually behind these topics there are real people, real stories.
I've met Dieran before and my heart is broken for her.
You're not being serious.
Here's Brian.
Darren, would you take your head out of your arse, boy, and stop acting like a clown? Do you know, I'll tell you something. If that child didn't go anywhere near the dog and left the dog alone and didn't frighten the dog, then the dog wouldn't have attacked him. The dog got scared. The dog didn't attack the child for no reason at all. So would you just cop on to yourself,
We know that, Brian. Let me go to Evita. How are you, Evita?
I am good. How are you?
Good.
I can't actually believe it, what's going on here. I am a mother, teacher, and dog owner. Now, child of 2 years understands no. So if the mother can't take care of the child, take the child away from her, because it's her responsibility not let the child need the dog.
Ah, here now, stop.
She is responsible for the child. So let's talk about, teacher has a 30 kids in a class and she has to look after all of them. If the child comes home, burns, or whatever happened to the child, every parent blame teacher. She didn't look after the child. So tell me now, how this mother look after her child if she lets the 3-year-old, who can clearly understand that knows mean knows, and that child shouldn't be let alone running to the dog.
Okay, you're literally...
If the child doesn't run to the dog, nothing happens. I have two dogs. One of the dogs can't stand the kid because of the experience he had with the child pulling his tail. Another dog had no bad experience with the kid.
You're literally, okay, Evita, you're literally victim blaming here the child. First of all, you're saying, no, you.
Jeremy, if you're driving down the road outside Portmarnock today and somebody comes, you're driving down the road.
So you were bitching about this exact thing a couple of months.
Just hang on,
The worm has turned.
Hang on.
The worm
has turned. Maybe I do a bit of a person. Well, maybe because I know the dog and I love that dog to bits. But if you're walking down the road and somebody walks out in front of your car, okay, you're following the rules of the road, you're doing your own thing, and someone walks in front of your car, is it fair? Is it fair, do you think, that you get the blame for everything?
No. Obviously.
Do you lose your license, let's say? Would that be fair?
Did you not do a podcast a couple of months ago where you were...
Would that be fair that you would lose your license because somebody else mistaken they walk out in front of your car? Would you happily say, well, okay,
well,
judge?
You know what happened to me.
Oh, I do, yes, actually.
Yes, that did happen and ended up in court and the whole lot.
So, okay, was that fair?
Well, I can't talk about that case.
Why bring it up?
No, but I'm not talking about
okay,
the
do you know what? Conversation over. I can't deal with you today. I can't deal with your patronising and you're full of shit.
What I would say to you guys is listen to a podcast that Katie did a couple of months ago
I said earlier on, I get it. If I was a parent, I'd be upset as well.
Okay.
But I know this dog. This dog isn't a vicious dog. This dog was unfortunately in a situation where she was mounted.
Okay. Evita, should the dog be put down?
No, absolutely not. It's not a dog fault. Absolutely not.
Well, the dog did. Well, hang on. The dog did the biting.
That dog was only scared, and that dog was just pretending themselves. Like, that child shouldn't be near that dog, and if that child is not near that dog, nothing will ever happen. So the responsible parent should be taking care of the child. You know, the dog shouldn't be blamed for this. Because that's not the dog's fault. That's the dog nature, and that's it.
What is the dog's nature to bite?
Hey, hello. 2-year-old child understands no. So if you tell your child, don't go near the dog, don't touch the dog, the child understands.
No.
So how?
You
don't cut in and tell people no.
Listen to me now. How do we want to live in a society when we can't take care of the kids, but we have to take care of the dog? The kid should be taken care of first and have some money first before any other animals here in this country.
Okay, thank you, Evita. My God, jeez, she's still screaming at me.
Put it back up, I want to see if she... Oh, no, okay. I like her. Keep it going.
No, we haven't got very much time. Here's Gareth. Thank you very much, Evita, for your call. Here's Gareth.
How are you, lads? I think that Jack Russells are the most vicious, yappy dogs out there, to be honest. And people don't think that or want to believe it just because they're that bit smaller. I'm 100% a dog person, though, to be honest. But when it comes to Jack Russells, I think that they're the ones to watch out for, in my opinion.
Oh, thank you very much. Evita is very angry still going on there, but unfortunately we have run out of time in this podcast. I would imagine we'll have an update on this tomorrow. By the way, for people saying that I was being insincere when I said I feel for Casey's friend, absolutely not. And people who think that I wasn't being sincere don't know me very well, so I don't give a fuck what you think. I know
you weren't being sincere.
Oh, okay.
You're maybe trying to give out the sincere vibe now, but you weren't being sincere before. Our hearts are broken.
I just said in this
podcast, you're being flippant.
Yeah. In this situation, there are no winners. Anyway, thank you for listening to this episode of Opinions Matter. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll get updates every time we upload a new podcast and a new episode. Talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds, or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring, and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.